We're closed, love.
We? Who is we?
The shop, the battered devil, the business is closed. If you want to know anything more than that, you'll have to speak to the owner.
I am the owner.
Oh, you must be Patty. I'm Jeff, the electrician.
Is there a problem with my shop?
Electrics have gone. Your son Everill called me out.
Everill's here! What in the Lord's name is going on up there?
Ah, that'll be your granddaughter. Aisha, is it?
Aisha is here too?
Yeah. Everall split up with his wife again, and Aisha saw this as a bit of a holiday.
Sorry, do we know you?
Ah, you get to overhear a lot of things during this sort of work. Do you like a hand with your luggage?
No. What I would like to do is to open up the shop. Chapel Town cannot function on an empty stomach, you know. I'm not into any long talking with plumbers.
Electricians.
Patty's Patties by Leah Chillery.
What in God's name are you doing, child?
Moonwalk.
What?
It's what Michael Jackson does. Looks like I'm floating, don't it? Yeah, this is what they call the moonwalk.
And this is what they call not in my house.
Oh, Gran.
Why are the curtains still closed at this time?
The sun, innit?
What will the neighbours think? I'll tell you what they'll think. Typical black people.
Oh, Gran, you need to chill out. Eh, how's J.A.?
J.A.? What is J.A.? If you mean my homeland, Jamaica, then it was exactly how I left it. Lovely. Where's your father?
In bed.
Good heavens. He can't sleep through that racket? Everall Allen, show yourself at once.
Welcome back, Mother.
Why are you still in bed at this time?
I was up late last night.
That is nothing new.
I was chatting to Belinda on the phone.
What is the point of that? You leave your wife, then you spend the night talking to her on the phone. Whose phone? Not my phone. Hold on. What are they growing out of the top of your head? Don't tell me there's dreadlocks.
Yep. It's turned Master Fairy and Gran.
Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. I need to sit down.
Thanks for that, Aisha. Mom is no big deal. I'm just trying something different.
Different, you call it? Marijuana is the devil's work.
True Rasta only use marijuana as part of a spiritual ritual to gain higher understanding.
Huh? Higher understanding? Then why don't they understand that they need to bathe and brush their teeth?
They do bathe and brush their teeth. Who told you they don't?
I've seen it with my own eyes. That rascal who lives in the flat above the newsagents is no front teeth. I smell a wet dog.
He's 72.
Then he should know better. Oh, sweet Jesus. My son turned rapid.
Oh, Moth. Let's stop talking about this. I just want to know about your trip. How's Grandma? How's Jay?
Oh, so it's you Aisha get this J.A. from, I should have guessed. Enough of this lily business. What happened to me shop?
The electrics went.
Where's David?
How long's that punk David been living here?
His name is David. He needed somewhere to stay. I took his lodgings out of his wages.
Well, when I said the shop was shut, he rushed off to put some shelves up in Mrs. Stewart's larder.
Oh. And what about Kofi?
Kofi was gutted because no work means no pay.
Did a parcel come for me when I was away?
Yes, in the hall. What is it?
Where are you going, Gran?
To open the shop.
But what about the electrics?
Huh? What about them? I cook with gas, don't I? That's it. Nah, to the right a bit. The right, I said.
Sorry, love. I didn't know if you meant my right or your right.
Good afternoon, Sister Patty. I'm pleased to see you safely return from your memorial trip to what people are often surprised to learn is not the largest, but only the third largest island in the West Indies.
Don't be coming here with that Jamaica's a small island nonsense, Pastor Andrews.
What are you doing out here, may I ask?
Putting up my new sign, Patty's Patties. Don't it look pretty?
Quite. But is there not a clause that says this establishment must always trade under the name the Battered Devil? It is meant to ward off bad luck.
Ah, poppycock. I am Patty. I sell patties. What has the battered devil got to do with me? I'm changing the name, and that's that.
You certainly are a bolder woman than I, a man, Sister Patty. Oh, dear. My stomach is grumbling in a most undignified manner. Would it be too much to ask for your patty to pass my lips?
You'll have to wait, I'm afraid. I have to go to the market first. My deep chest freezer has thawed and its contents have gone off.
Oh, botheration.
I will call into the church first and see what we need for Saturday.
Ah.
What?
This is rather delicate, actually, Sister Patty.
What is it?
In your absence, the cost of the Sabbath lunch has fallen by over 50%. I don't know how she does it, but Mrs. Stewart has managed to deliver dinner at half the cost. I am sorry, Patty, but unless you can come to an equivalent arrangement, then the committee has voted in favour of Mrs. Stewart continuing in the role of church caterer.
Well, you can tell your committee they can stick their catering role up Mrs. Stewart's pleated skirt.
Now, Sister Patty, that kind of talk is not very becoming.
Oh, isn't it? Well, what will be coming back up your windpipe will be that half-price food you're determined to serve your fellow Christians. As my mother says, you buy cheap, you buy twice. Excuse me?
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Your hand's in the till.
So, who are you?
Coffee. I work here. Who are you?
Patty's granddaughter.
Do you have permission to go in there?
What's it to you?
It's my livelihood. Why are you stealing from your own grandma?
I'm not stealing. I'm borrowing.
Patty will know money's missing.
Oh, I'm going to put it back when I get me allowance from me dad.
What do you need it for?
I want to see Moonwalker. It's on at the Odeon.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it.
Have you?
It's good, especially the end.
Don't
when
tell
Jacko...
me.
I was going to wipe there.
You still can. I'll just lift my cheek like this.
Right.
Are you blushing? I've never seen a black man go red.
It's a warm day.
Aw, you're quite cute. And our musical tastes are compatible. Can I ask you some questions? Do you laugh when someone falls over?
What? Yeah, sometimes.
When did you last cry?
Yesterday. Every day. You peel a lot of onions in my line of work.
When you kiss people, do you use tongues?
Of course I do.
Do you believe in love?
Yeah.
Do you believe in the institution of marriage?
Yeah.
Do you have any children?
No.
Do you intend to have any children?
Two girls, Misha and Paris.
Wow. You pass.
David! Hello!
Patty! What up, sister?
I'm just looking for some nice cuts of meat. What about you?
I'm on errands for Mrs. Stewart.
Of course you are. What kind of sorry-looking fish are these, David? I wonder what they done to look so.
They were reduced. I'm on a strict budget.
You should tell Mrs. Stewart that if she wants to save money, she should grow her own vegetables and spices.
Talking of Mrs. Stewart, she'll be clock-watching. But before I go, I've been thinking, it'd probably be best if I look for somewhere else to stay. It'll be a bit of a squeeze above the battered devil.
Patties.
What with Everil and his daughter?
Nonsense. You're always welcome in my home.
I don't think your son feels the same way, Patty.
It is not my son's name on the deeds.
If I could have your attention, please. As of next week, the price of lunch will rise from 50 pence to £1.
What?
You may well complain, but it is better to complain now than complain later of a food complaint. You know what they say? You buy cheap, you buy twice.
See ya.
Enjoying your soup, Patty?
It tastes like water with a dash of salt.
What about you, Aisha? You keep pushing that fish from left to right. You afraid to eat?
No, but I think the fish is. Look at it. Looks positively starved.
Brother David! I save you a seat.
Thank you, Sister Patty.
You weren't at home when I locked up last night.
No. I fell asleep on Mrs. Stewart's sofa, watching her videotapes of the songs of praise, back to back.
Whoa, Mrs. Stewart's got a video player.
You should get one of them, Gran. I could watch the Michael Jackson Bad Toe tape.
You could watch it for real. It's coming to Round Aid Park next month.
What? Honestly?
That'll be sold out by now.
Ice cream is now being served. I repeat, Ice cream is now being served. However, I want people to come with quickly, as this particular brown seems to melt the second it leaves the freezer.
You're not having any, Aisha?
I don't know. I feel all anxious now I know Michael Jackson's coming to town.
Come on, it'll take your mind off it.
Can't you buy me a ticket?
I have a confession to make, Patty. The real reason that I stayed out all night was not just because I found Mrs. Stewart's back-to-back collection of the Songs of Praise tiresome, but also because I don't feel comfortable around Everell.
Oh, David, you two need your heads banging together.
No, Patty. I know you like to think the best of people, but I don't know how to break this to you. I caught Everell smoking weed in the flat.
In the flat? No.
Jeff, are we good to go?
Yes, love. Just give me the nod.
Now, I invited you here today to witness the unveiling of my new sign. Say, good riddance to the battered devil and a warm welcome to... Jeff, I'm nodding.
Oh, so you are. I'll fire her up.
Patties! Patties!
No big panic, just a slight technical hitch. Don't worry.
Don't worry. Me here nearly catch a fire on the man, tell me not to worry. Oh, please, go inside. I have put on a sizzling spread to celebrate this unforgettable moment. Unforgettable for all the wrong reasons.
Hey, look on the bright side. You get to spend some more time with me.
The bright side, you call it? Spending time with you seems to be hazardous to my health.
How long has it been since your husband died, Patty?
20 years.
20 years? And you haven't been snapped up in all that time?
You presume that I would want snapping up?
Don't you?
I'm not sure Frank would like it. To be honest, he wasn't one to let go of things so easily.
But he isn't here anymore.
How do you know? You're a medium?
No, I just mean... Well, 20 years is a long time. I wonder if you aren't one to let go of things so easily either.
Well, you can carry on and wonder.
Are you all right?
Good morning, David.
Don't let me interrupt. I've just popped back for a few things. What? Patties? What's that all about?
It's the shop's new name.
You can't change the shop's name.
Oh, don't tell me you're buying into all of this bad luck business too. You're as bad as Pastor Andrews.
Why am I that? You took a free for all in there.
I think you're making a big mistake, Patty. It's written into the agreement that this place must always trade as the Battered Devil. Clause 8B, if I'm not mistaken. Patty... You could get into a lot of trouble for this.
How do you know what's in the agreement for this place?
Well, I'm sorry, but I will not have some foolish piece of paper dictate what I can and cannot call my restaurant.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going down the road, yeah?
On your head be it then, Patty.
David?
What?
Where do you think Everell mean when he say he going down the road?
Rasta HQ.
Rasta what?
Headquarters. What they consider their temple.
What happened there?
Well, them listen to the Ethiopian national anthem, play a few drums, take a hit or two of a chalice, pass out, get up, cast down judgment on their enemies, and then practice a bit of voodoo.
Father God!
I'll catch you inside.
That's me, Dumpet.
The sign isn't going to blow up again.
Fire extinguishers in the back, just in case.
Fire extinguisher? Is that fire helmet I need?
I bet you'd still look as fetching as ever.
Oh, give over, man. Oh, you aren't paying. My checkbook's upstairs, just a minute.
But isn't that your pastor friend across the road?
Oh, what does he want now?
I tell you what, Precious, I'll pop back later for the money, when you aren't so busy.
Sister Patty.
Good heavens, Pastor. You're sweating like Judas on Judgment Day.
I've not been well. Quickly, inside. I need water.
Of course. Come along.
No, no. Bottled water, please.
Are you sure you have the budget for bottled water, Pastor?
This is no time for games, Sister Patty. I am positively churning.
So, what do I owe the pleasure, Pastor?
Gran,
can you not see that I am speaking, child?
Yeah, but only to him.
Don't be rude to Pastor Andrews.
I need some money.
I can see that. You need some new jeans. Did a dog attack you? How can your mother send you out with jeans in that state? They are ripped to shreds.
I did it myself. It's the fashion. David said I looked hot.
In a clammy sort of way, Sister Patty, the committee cannot help but notice that of recent times, you have not been paying your tithes to the church.
That is because I cannot help but notice that of recent times, the tithes are not being used to maintain God's house.
I beg to differ, Sister Patty. Only last month, we saw the rose bushes planted, and February was witness to a new welcome mat.
What about the leaking roof in the women's toilet? What about the useless heating system?
Those things are very expensive to fix, Sister Patricia. You do understand that the Lord requires us to freely donate 10% of our earnings.
Yes, and I do donate 10% of my earnings. I wire it straight to God.
You wire it straight? That is ludicrous. How?
I bury it.
You bury your tithes?
Are you all right, Pastor Andrews? Do you need a towel for that perspiration?
No, I don't. The fresh air on the way back to the church will be adequate enough.
Going so soon, Pastor?
I trust I shall see you all on the Sabbath.
He never paid for his bottle of water.
Methinks Pastor is upset because the church has lost your 10%. And judging by the amount of custom that this shop attracts, I bet that loss is quite considerable to the church.
I have a lot of overheads, David.
Oh, come on now, Patty. This shop is a right little earner. I certainly wouldn't be complaining if I had something like this.
How'd you get in here?
Mum sent me up. What's up with you?
Think I've got food poisoning.
Oh, dear.
Oh. Oh. Sorry.
Can I smoke in here?
Not really.
It's a nice room for a bloke.
Do you mind doing that out the window? Thank you.
How much do you think my gran makes in a week in the shop?
Probably about 200 quid. Why?
Because she started burying her tithes instead of giving them to church. I bet there's a small fortune stored away somewhere. Where?
Probably a spice garden at the allotment.
Yeah! Oh, you poor thing. You really are sick, aren't you? Let me help you.
Aisha? How is getting in my bed gonna help me?
Distraction is the best form of pain relief.
Oh, I'm not comfortable with this.
Here, lift your head. Let me fluff your pillows.
That's not what I meant. What are you doing now?
Having a look at your naked torso.
I'd rather you didn't.
Why not? Well, you've got quite a bit of definition. Crunch up like this. Let me see your six-pack.
Can we put the covers down now? I'm having a cold sweat.
Have you ever thought about having your hair relaxed?
Can't say I have.
Let's kiss.
I could do with all my airways free.
All right. I'll kiss your neck. Ever had a love bite? I'm good at doing them on black skin and practice on my forearm.
Aisha?
Oh, Kofi.
Aisha?
Oh, Kofi.
That's my Lucozade bottle.
Yeah, I knew that.
That one much.
Come. I knew my first aid box would come in useful one day.
Oh.
you ever considered selling this place, Patty?
Sure have. Sometimes I just want a simple life, you know? I mean, I do like my eggshell yard here. But what I really want is a little garden to potter around with nothing to worry about but the weather.
And after everything you've been through, Patty, that is how life should be for you. You should be a kept woman. Not working every hour in a sweatbox.
A kept woman. If I'm honest, sometimes when I picture my lush little garden, I do imagine a handsome man watering my rose bush.
Men would leap at the chance of hosing down the conifers of a woman like you, Patty.
We're still talking about gardening.
Everyone at church thinks that your heart is still married to Frank. But if the bachelors knew that you were back on the menu, they would be falling over themselves to place an order. And I would surely be at the front of the queue.
Oh, David, you do say some things.
I better clean up the aisle.
Is there any food left over?
I'm starving.
I save you some curry goat. Have you been to the Rasta headquarters?
What?
Did you use a chalice?
Where do you get this stuff from?
Have you been practicing voodoo with them natty dread? I know that's what goes on in that place.
I did call at HQ, but only to get you this.
The truth about Rastafari?
There's some cool photos in there of Jamaica. Thought you might find it interesting.
I do need a new book for the bath. Speaking of which, tell David to ring up the tea.
All done in here, Patty. So, what do you say we continue our conversation over a drop of rum? You silver fox, you. Oh, she got upstairs.
What conversation you talking about, David?
David.
I know it's you putting these stupid ideas in Mum's head.
Well, it's very easy. I only have to glance at the hem of your mother's petticoat, and she's nodding in agreement with me.
Yeah. If you so much as breathe in my mother's direction, I'll break everything that's breakable in your body, starting with these.
That's my burn hand. All right. You don't have to worry. I have no intention of touching Patty.
Keep it that way.
I've got my eye on someone else.
Didn't have you down as the gardening type, did
he? Jeez! You shouldn't creep up on people like that.
Nervous about something, are you?
Of course not, you silly girl. I'm just planting spices for Patty.
Oh, yeah? So where's the seeds?
What are you doing here anyhow? A 16-year-old girl at an allotment? That's got to be suspicious.
Not at all. It's just the perfect place to have a sneaky cig. What are you looking at me like that for? Do you want a drag or what?
Yes. Yes, I do, actually. Try as I might to abstain. That smell is like pollen to a bee. Give it to me.
Blimey. Yeah.
Oh, smoky Cinderella. How I wish you wouldn't leave at midnight.
Ew, get off!
I know you find me attractive. I've seen the way you look at me. Come here. Give me those cherry lips.
No chance.
I want to hold you and fill you up of love.
Top?
You need a mature man. Somebody experienced who can look after you. I know girls like you. All you want is the glamour.
I know men like you. All you want is to get your hairy leg over. Offering the glamour but never delivering. I want to see the goods first. Then I might think about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Right, well, I'll just finish my planting.
Oh, cut the crap, David. We both know that we're here looking for the tides. I won't tell if you won't tell.
Deal.
Patty, how do you spell consolation?
What do you want with such a word?
I'm writing to my girl.
That's nice, dear.
To finish with her?
What on earth for? Rosemary was made for you.
I met someone else.
The grass is never greener, coffee.
It's your Aisha.
The grass is never greener, coffee.
You would say that. You're a... What do you mean?
I just don't think that sending that letter is the idea of the year. Teenage girls are very fickle.
Evening all.
A builder in a tuxedo.
Electrician. I'm off to a gala evening at the town hall.
Are you conducting, Jeff?
Don't listen to him. You look very dapper. I'll have your check.
I didn't come here for the check.
I'll put it back then, shall I?
Would you care to accompany me to the gala?
Oh, I don't know.
There's a 32-piece orchestra. And afterwards there's dancing. All proceeds going to charity.
It does sound very...
posh.
Yes.
It's dignified, I suppose, but so are you, Patty Love.
Oh. Crikey, there's a penguin. The North Pole's that way, mate.
No, just a man in a suit.
Jeff's taking Patty to a posh do.
Is it, Gran? You going out with a mechanic?
Electrician.
I haven't made up my mind yet.
You into the black pudding then, Jeff?
Suppose by that you mean a lady of colour.
Is that what you think Patty is? What? You reckon Aisha coloured her with a Crayola?
As if. I still can't stick to the lines even now.
I, for one, think you should go, Patty. When was the last time you went out socially other than a church event?
That is nobody's business but mine.
I didn't mean to get you into all of this, Patty.
That's the problem with people like you. Think you can waltz in and take what you want? You're not used to being questioned, are you?
I'm not sure what you're trying to get at exactly. But, Patty, I'm sorry I asked. I thought I was living in a world where men and women could enjoy music together, no matter what colour they were. But obviously, I was mistaken. Sorry.
Jeff, your check! I'll be upstairs if you need me. Goodness, Everal. What are you doing in the dark?
Well, in our meds. A meditation. It's a Rasta thing.
I know. I've been reading the book. Son.
What's up?
What made you turn to an alternative faith?
I was sick of looking around the church and seeing a bunch of hypocrites. I was sick of being told that I couldn't do this and I couldn't do that, and I wasn't allowed the freedom to question why. And above all of that, I was sick of Pastor Andrews.
Aren't we all?
Don't you think that other people can be so disappointing?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Damn.
What is it?
I gotta shoot. Sorry, Mom.
Again? You're always shooting off somewhere.
Yeah. Me and Belinda are having some relationship counselling at HQ.
Are you ever all? That's good.
Moving back into the flat just made me remember everything that I treasure about my childhood. A loving home, free from argument. I want that for my kids. Just hope we haven't already damaged Aisha.
No, I wouldn't worry too much about Aisha. The Lord finds a way to bring all sheep back into the fold.
Thanks, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Mom? You do know that David is just as bad, if not worse, than Pastor Andrews.
Some of David's ways don't exactly fill me with joy, but then again, Everall, nobody is perfect.
That guy is as far from perfect as you can get. In fact, I go as far to say that David is a wretched man with a bad mind, a wicked heart that does unthinkable evil. There's much better guys out there. Even that electrician guy, the one with the bum cleavage, even he'd be better for you than David.
Oh, well, I think I've shot myself in the foot with him.
You haven't? What do you mean?
He just came by the shop to invite me to a gala evening at the town hall. And let's say, we weren't very welcoming to him.
And by we, you mean David. I wish you wouldn't listen to that punk. Why didn't you go?
Go to the town hall with a white man.
Yeah, and what?
You're right. So what if he's white? He's still a man with a good heart.
In the words of Bob Marley, mother, one love.
One love, one heart. Let's get together and feel all right.
Hear the children crying.
One love.
Hear the children crying.
One heart.
Saying, give thanks and praise to the Lord, and I will feel.
What's that burning smell?
That'll be Patty's selfish patties.
She can't help for your menopause all back sometimes.
Coffee, my gran's tags weren't buried in a spice garden.
Perhaps God's taken them.
Don't be stupid. Where else do you think she might have put them?
Maybe you haven't found them for a reason.
I thought I told you not to be stupid. Now, where do people bury things? Where do people bury things?
In burial ground.
Grandad's grave! Oh, I can't rob Grandad's grave. Not even for Jacko.
I wrote the letter today, calling it off with my girl.
Well, don't send it yet.
What do you mean, don't send it yet?
Well, I've been made a better offer.
I've just sent it first class.
Where are you two off to?
None of your business. I'll be in the car, Moth.
Patty, you look good enough to eat. You're not going out with a Caucasian. You are, ain't you?
You mean Jeff? And yes, I am.
Are you trying to break my heart, Patty?
Oh, David, stop pulling my leg.
I'm so jealous, it hurts.
Are you serious, David?
Yes, the pain.
Oh, David, why didn't you say something earlier?
I've tried, Patty, but I can't find the right words.
I had no idea.
And it's taken some two-bit plumber for you to realise that I'm crazy about you. Don't go.
I'm sorry.
Don't go, Patty.
So you changed your mind, Moss?
There's still time yet.
Best get you there quick, then.
Put your seatbelt on.
Come in and close the door. I've got just the thing as a down payment on our relationship.
Oh, yeah?
Tickets for the Michael Jackson gig at Round 8 Park.
Shut up. Oh, my days, honestly. Let me see. These must have cost you a living fortune.
Hmm. What do I get in return?
What do you want?
I'll take those cherry lips for starters.
What on God's earth is happening here?
Patty, I thought I'd lost you to Jeff. I was angry. I knew she was the next closest thing.
What?
The flesh is weak.
But the spirit is supposed to be strong. I am very disappointed in you, David.
Excuse me, but there's two of us here.
You to Aisha. I dread to imagine what your father is going to have to say about this.
Oh, Gran, you can't tell him. You just can't.
I'll second that.
No.
Crocodile tears.
Shut up, you dirty old man. He was trying to buy me, Gran. He was taking advantage of me.
You lying little tart. You'll try to seduce me.
Enough, both of you. I can't believe either of you would behave in this way. But you, David, you're a grown man, a man of the church. You should have known better. And to think I came back because I thought that something might happen between us.
Patty, it doesn't have to end like this. We can turn it round. It was a simple mistake.
No, David, I've had enough. I want you to leave.
You don't mean that. It's just the heat of the moment.
Get out.
You're making a grave mistake.
I said, get out.
Fine. And for the sake of my credibility, let's get this straight right now. I was only ever using you anyway.
You're a despicable cretin.
That's assault. You're mad witch.
That's it, Gran. It's him.
Give me them tickets.
I don't think so.
Hey, get out of my apartment.
Oh, what?
Right now.
No, oh, I'm bad. I'm bad. You know it.
Who's bad?
Moth?
You look pleased with yourself.
Yeah, me and Belinda are getting back together.
When?
With immediate effect. How come you're back from the town hall so early?
I didn't go in. I just stood outside admiring the hanging baskets, then jump in a taxi home.
Why do you do that?
Because the flesh is weak.
Eh?
I just changed my mind, that's all.
Are you all right?
Of course. Go and tell Aisha you the good news.
Good news? Aisha loves it here. This will be the worst news ever. Hey, what's Kofi doing on the corner?
I don't know. I let him go early.
Well, he's there trying to fish something out of the post box with a stick.
Odd boy.
I was just a bit peckish on my way home when I caught sight of Patty's Patties, and I thought there must be something tasty in there for a lowly minion like me. Any chance of some chicken, love?
I think there's some stewed left. I'd like to apologise for the things which were said in this shop earlier. I should have put a stop to it.
Oh, not to worry. Why didn't you go in?
What?
At the town hall. I saw you. I was sitting outside on the bench opposite the hanging basket.
But the girl had started already. I heard the music. It sounded very grand.
Yeah, me and my wife used to go there whenever I was on leave. I haven't dared venture inside since she passed away. I was hoping you would have held me hand.
So why you didn't come after me?
I did, didn't I? Patty, I haven't felt anything in my chest in a long time. I've been numb till I met you.
Oh, would this work though, Jeff? We come from such different cultures.
Well, why worry about something before it's happened? We just have to go with the flow.
Hey, go with the flow. Who is supposed to be the Jamaican here?
I understand that you still love your husband. He didn't leave you. He was taken. That's why it feels unfinished. It's the same with me.
I'd like to go and ask Frank's permission first. It wouldn't feel right if I didn't. I like to go to the cemetery on Sabbath morning before the sun rises. It was his favorite time of day. Do you mind if we wait until then?
Of course not, love. In fact, I'll drive you.
Lord, forgive me for what I'm about to do.
What are you about to do, Pastor Andrews?
Planting a plant for Brother Frank, of course.
The same Brother Frank who you didn't know?
I could ask the same thing about you, David. I could also ask if that's a trowel in your pocket.
Well, I'm certainly not pleased to see you.
I just cannot stop thinking about Patty tithes. They belongs to the church. Not buried and going to waste. I've been lying awake at night, tormented by it. Do you think the Lord understand?
Yeah. You're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't. Here, move over. I'll help you.
Be careful, man. We have to put it all back properly.
I'm surprised that you passed, actually. I would have thought you would have more respect for the dead.
This is just a memorial place. Sister Patty had Frank cremated and took his ashes to scatter in Jamaica.
Why would my two least favorite people in the world be kneeling at my husband's grave? What are you doing? Are you digging?
It's not how it looks, Sister Patty.
Yes, it is. We're looking for your tithes. Where are they?
Greedy fool. Do you think I would be as sick as to bury them here? Everall is right about you.
You are wretched men with bad mind and wicked heart that do unthinkable evil.
Sister Patty, I am a wretched man. Please forgive me. I have become shipwrecked on an island of debauchery. Save me. Save me from myself.
Look at you, covered in soil. How desperate and lost you are. Both of you, so-called men of God. But which God?
You're right. You are right. I'm so ashamed.
Pull yourself together, man.
David, the tides have been right under your nose all the time, buried under the eggshell slabs in the backyard of the battered devil. The place I go to pray and the place you go for a secret cigarette. Just think of all those times you've been walking over crisp 10-pound notes. But you know what? I'll be taking them, my tithes, up as soon as I get home. And I'll be giving them to my family. Because God's house is not a building. God dwells within the heart, and so do my family. I'll leave you to put my husband's grave back the way you found it.
Sister Patty, what is it that you've done to your hair? Are they dreadlocks?
One love, Pastor Andrews. One love.
Do you need a tissue, love?
No, everything is just fine.
So Frank's okay about us too?
Well, never been fond of electricians, but...
Hey, you got it right.
What's that?
You called me an electrician.
Is that not what you are?
Yeah, but usually you... No, never mind. Go on. Frank's never been fond of electricians, but...
But in the light of recent events, it has become clear that you are the best of a bad lot.
Should I take that as a compliment?
Take it as you please. Frank's blessing was never going to be coated in sugar.
Well, in that case, I'll take it and you and run for the hills.
Jeff, I've been thinking. I'd like you to take down the new sign in the shop.
Really? You prefer the battered devil?
I just get this feeling that someone, somewhere, prefers the battered devil. You know what I mean?
Patty's Patties by Leah Chillery. Patty was played by Yvonne Brewster, Jeff by Bernard Wrigley, and Everill by Daniel Poyser. Pastor Andrews was played by Vincent Davies, David by Trevor Dwyer Lynch, and Aisha by Danielle Henry. Kofi was played by Marcus Hercules. Patty's Patties was directed and produced in Manchester by Peter Leslie Wilde.
And next week, we rewind to 1979. This is BBC Radio 4. Now, another story from Annika Stranded. Annika is delivering a guest lecture to criminology students in Sea Monsters by Nick Walker.